Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus for Moshe Rabbeinu Peshadin, our son Moshe Mordechai, for his chayach chayav fege, bas mechal disbasi, and then together bas mechayim tzvi, mechol yotzei chalotzeha. And the topic is Parashas Korach, based in the Torah, Moreinu Rabbeinu, Hagoyin Reb David Zatzal, Perek Tes Zayin, Pasuk Gimel. It says in the Pasuk, Vayikalu al Moshe ve'alaron ve'yomre alehem, Rav lechem ki kol eile kulam kedoshim sechem Hashem v'ruas esnasu ha'kan l'Hashem v'yassembled, meaning Korach, 250 men, Korach, Dothan, Aviram, On Ben Peles, and 250 men, and they assembled against Moshe and Aaron, and they said to them, "You take too much upon yourselves, for the entire congregation are all holy, and Hashem is in their midst. So why do you raise yourself above Hashem's assembly?" So what are the two inyanim that the pasuk is talking about here? The one it says, "Kol Eidah Kulam Kedoshim." U'b'seichem Hashem. Imagine the two things, it's really one. Why are they holy? Because b'seichem Hashem. So what's kikolei b'kulim b'doishim and also b'seichem Hashem. And say she b'seichem Hashem. Imagine there are two things going on over here. What are these two things? Al-Sheikh talks about this. We also have to understand the kaf of the pasuk kolei'da kulam k'doishim. Already says kolei'da, then you don't need the kulam. Should have said kol ha'edah kedoshim. Al-Sheikh discusses this as well, Pasuk Hei. Vayishma Moshe v'yipol al-panav, Moshe heard the fell on his face, Pasuk Dalet. Pasuk Hei v'yidaber al-korach v'kol ha'dasa lemor. Boker v'yoyda Hashem es asher lo, v'es ha'kadosh v'hikri v'elo, v'es she'yivchar boi v'hik yakri v'elo. He spoke to Korach and to all of his company, saying, "In the morning Hashem will make known who is his, and who is holy, and he will draw them near to him, and the one he chooses, he will draw near to him." Rashi says, "Madad that it says Boker v'yoda Hashem es asher lo," meaning for avodas halavia, and that it says v'sakodesh v'hikri ve'lo la'avodas kahuna. So, what are these two separate things that we need a proof? For avodas halavia and for avodas hakahuna. Boker v'yoda Hashem es asher lo la'avodas levia, v'es hakadosh l'kahuna. What are the two things that are two separate things that are being proven over here? We also have them because usually the Kohanim are also part of Shevet Levi. So what's the different proof of Shevet Kahuna and Shevet Levi? We also have to understand that after this proof is brought from the Ketores, and that it says, "V'aya ish asher yivchar Hashem hu ha-kadosh," Pasuk Zion, the man that you choose, after this whole Makrivi Aktores, like it says, this is what you should do. Take for yourselves Machtoi, censers, Korach and his company, Pereish, Aktores Lifnei Hashem, and the one who Hashem chooses, he's the Holy One. So, this proof of the Ketores is only going to prove Aaron. It's not going to prove the Levim. But according to Rashi, we're trying to prove the Levi also. Yada Hashem gamal avodas Levi, like we said. So where's the Hoidah when it says Zois Asu? This is discussed by the Ramban. We also have to understand that after it already says Vesakodesh Vikri Velov, what does it say? Vesashir Yivchar Bo Yakri Velov. Who's the Kadosh? Who's the Holy One that he's going to bring close? Who's the Yivchar Bo? Who's the one he's choosing? And why is it doubled up? The Alshach talks about this in Targum Unculus. It says Vyas Kadesh Vyakri Yakarev Lekadamoi, Vyas Di Yisrebe Yakrev Leshimushay. We have to understand what Targum says, that that is Kadosh, Vikarev Likadamoi, he will bring before him. Vyasti Yisrebe, and the one he chooses, Yaakov Lishimusha, will bring close to serve him. So Maishna, the Kadosh, and the Nivchar. The Kadosh is Kadamoi, and the Yivchar is l'shimushe, for to serve him. What's the difference between the two? Rashi, Pasukei, brings from the Medrash, Boiker, Amar le Moshe, Gvulos cholak HaKadosh Baruch Hu ba'olam yucholem tem lafach boker l'erev, tenkuchu levatel, as God made Gvulos in the world, their laws. You can't change morning to night. You also can't be mevatel this thing. Vayer vayvoiker vayavdil. So God separated the night and the morning. So too he separated Aaron to make him holy. What's this? So the separations. So what's the union of the difference between morning and night, the kvulos? So too the Kohanim, Makeshe. The Kohanim are separate, like the morning and the night are separate. What does that mean? And also the Pshutel Shomekor is Boker, tomorrow. That's morning and night. Tomorrow, God's going to tell us who's chosen. So what's the Medrash have to do with Pshut Shel Mikra? Rashi's telling us Pshut Shel Mikra here, at least the Medrash that it connects to Pshut Shel Mikra. So it appears follows. Says Moreinu V'Rabbeinu Zitzal. Rashi writes, Pasuk Aleph, that Korach stood up and he gathered together 250 Rashi Sanhedros. And he put on them talisos shekula tcheles. He enclosed them in talisos that are completely tcheles. And they stood before Moshe. And they said to him, a talis that's kula tcheles. A talis that's completely tcheles. It's chayiv and sittis or pater, right? Moshe said, chayiv. Started laughing at him. They said, if it's not tcheles and it has one string of tcheles, it's pater. This talis is tchule kula tcheles, vad it's pater. What's the shayla b'chlan? In the Medbarava Khan, Yerushalmi, Sanhedrin, Perikyud, Pasuk, Perikyud, Halacha Aleph. We also see the Indian, they said, Abayis Mali Sfarim, you have a house filled with Sifrei Torah. Is it Pater Mimezuzah? No. So what are you talking about? Kol HaTorah Kula, which is 275 Parshiyos, not what we call Parshiyos HaShavua, 275 different sections, that doesn't Pater the house. And one little Parshiyos of the Mezuzah Paters the house. So they said to Moshe, you're making it all up. Moshe, what they call today fake, is a fake. Well, it's hard to understand. Korach wasn't being cholek al kol ha-Torah kafi shenitna al-yidei Moshe. He's just being cholek on the kahuna. That he said that Moshe Rabbeinu did it milibo. Like it says in Pasuk Chavches, Vayomer Moshe b'zostedun ki Hashem shlachani la'asis kol ha'masim ele ki lo milibi. And they were saying, no, you made it up. You decided on your own who's going to be Kohen. It's not from God. They challenged the kahuna. B'kashnem gam kahuna. So what does the Tala Shekula Tcheles in Abayis Mali Sfarim have to do with the fact that the kahuna is now al pi Hashem. Uviyoser, if there's no higayon enoshi, if there's no logic here, then we see it's the command of God. So, this is the way Korach wants to be cholek on the kahuna. All right, it's not logical. It's the command of God. How's that Korach's way of fighting the kahuna? So it would appear from this that the Iker Taina of Korach ve'adaso ha'isa, that just like there is a natural law in the Anhaga of the Bria, just like there's a natural law in God's way of conducting creation, we have laws of nature. If you do X, you get the outcome of Y. That's just the law of nature. Throw the ball up, it's going to go up, down, it's going to go down. When you take a baseball bat, you smash a glass window, it's going to go into little pieces. These are rules of nature. So too mitzvahs. Mitzvahs are pole in the Ruchni world, like we see by Richus and the Nefesh HaChaim and Shar Aleph. Ve'oid v'koyach ha-mitzvahs lifo l'mayla l'mayla. V'kechok v'teva shedvi ha-kadosh baruch hu b'davar zeh o zeh shepoelu l'mayla l'mayla. V'chol mitzvah u'mitzvah k'fi shekava Hashem et kocha l'fi ma shehi l'f'ol et p'ulata. U'mela shimitam koach b'chut shel t'chelet l'f'ol et ma shenikba b'p'ulata shel mitzvah tzitzit v'chei nitan koach zeh b'farasha achat shebatorah. לפעול את הנפל במצוות מזוזה, פירושו שניתן כוח זה לחוט של ציצית או לפרשה אחת בתורה, ומחמת זה נתחייבו הטלית והבית שיפלו בהם דברים אלו. ומזה קל וחומר לטלית שכולה תחילת ובית מלא ספרים, שיש בהם כוחות אלו שהם מנצחים לטלית ולבית. ולמה ליטו לחוט של תחילת או למזוזה? In other words, in spoken American English, we have natural laws of mitzvahs, just like we have natural laws in nature. We have natural laws of mitzvahs. That when you do mitzvah X, you get outcome Y. God gave a certain koach to a mitzvah. That's reality. It's part of the fabric of creation. So if one string of tcheles has the power to bring about the result that it does, and if one parish in the Torah can bring about the result that it does, so it must be that the whole Torah in a Begat Shekula Tcheles is certainly going to bring about that result. Because again, we're talking about nature. So if the nature of Tcheles is to bring around about a certain result, so Avada. Avada is going to bring about that result. If you have more, if you have a whole baguette of tcheles, if you have a whole house of svarim, and that's the tain on the avod of karbanis, so then, and if that's true, then what do you need the chut of tcheles? What are the mezuzah for? You have the whole mezuzah, you have the whole baguette of tcheles, you have the whole house of svarim, and that comes the taina on avodas ha-karbanis. She is sodau, she tzarich avodah al yedei kedushat ha-oved. וקדושה זו מציאות היא שיש דרכים איך להגיע אליה. ואינה עניין לאיש זה או איש זה. כשם שבחוקי הטבע אין נפקה מינה באיש העושה, אלא במעשים הנעשים. ולזה חדה היא מה שנחלק על הכהונה, מה שאמרו מטלית שכולה תחילת בבית מלא ספרים, שיקרו חוקים, יש בו רוחני ולא שני זה מזה. In other words, this is the tain on the avodah of the korbanos. That the avodah has to come through the kedusha of the oved. And this kedusha is a metzias. And there are ways to get to this metzias. And it has nothing to do with this person or that person. It's like chukei ha-teva. If there are laws of nature, it doesn't matter who's doing it. What matters is that it's done. What matters is that it's done. It doesn't matter who does it. And therefore, it doesn't matter if it's this chut or this parasha. We have laws of nature. So really, it's the same thing. The machlokas of Korach and the Kahuna is the machlokas of Korach and the chut and the mezuzah, the tchelis and the mezuzah. Because he was saying, you're appointing specifically this person. Why does it have to be specifically this person? It doesn't matter who does it. As long as it's a holy person. It doesn't matter how he got there. It works. The avod is going to work. Because that's the law. That's the law of nature. The spiritual law of nature. The law of spiritual nature, let's call it. And it's the same thing. With the house, the law of spiritual nature that one mezuzah works, then a whole house filled with sperm should work. It's a law of a spiritual law of nature that one chut of tchelas works. So the whole beged of tchelas should certainly work. And also based on what the Ramban says in Pasuk Hey, that their taina was the avodah should be bechoros. That's because the bechoros are different than others. הם בטבעם משונים מאחרים. רק במציאות זו, יש את המוכשרות לעבודה. אבל אין זה עניין לשבת מיוחד, שבזה כל ישראל דומים במציאותם זה לזה? מחיתסי שרק עדי הכהנים יפעל, אז אני צריך לפעול על פי עדי עדי. Why dafka through כהנים? All you need is a person who's Mukhshar Lavoda. Why does it have to be the Kohanim? Nothing to do with a specific Shevet. Bechoros could also do it. Because they have their Mukhsharut. Whoever is fit for this, whoever is special, doesn't have to be a specific tribe. So Mechit Tesi the Kohanim. Maybe that's Pshat in the Medrash Pliya. Ma'ra Korach. What did Korach see? Korach saw was the Paraduma. The beer is possibly that paradum is a chok. It's a law of nature. It works. We don't understand how it works, but it works. And so too, there's a chok. It's chazal call it a chok. It's just a rule that you take the ashes, the par, you burn it, you mix it with the water, you burn it, you sprinkle on the person. It's pure. How does that work? It works. So that's a mara karach. What a karach see? So the paraduma, that they're laws of nature. If there are laws of nature, then a talis shekula tchela should work, and a bais mali's farm should work, and the kohanim don't have to be the only ones doing the avodah. And to that, Moshe Rabbeinu answered, in Pasuk Hey, וידבר על קורח וכל הדסה, לאמור בוקר וידע השם איס אשר לו, ואיס הקודש והקריב אלוב, ואיס אשר יבחר בו יקריב אלוב. He spoke to Korach, and to all his company, saying, in the morning, Hashem will make known who is his, and who is holy, and he will draw them near to him. And the one he chooses, he will draw near to him. So what he's saying was that indeed, their kochos and pulos nisgavos b'maisa mitzvahs. There are great kochos and mitzvahs. Don't get me wrong, sir. There are great kochos and mitzvahs. But it's all mikoyach tzivui Hashem. If there's a tzivui, it works. Sa'arbit. No tzivui, sa'arbit nisht. It doesn't work. There has to be a command. Even though it's the same thing. It might look the same, it might act the same, it might dance the same. But if it's not done the way God commanded it, it just doesn't work. because it's not just a blind law of nature, but it's because Hashem commanded it. That's how it works. That's what's behind it. That's the mechanism. That Hashem commanded it. We can explain the pasuk at the end of Parsha Shlach. Ani Hashem Elokeichem. Sherotzei Siyeschem Eretz Mitzrayim. Liyos Lachem Lelokim. Ani Hashem Elokeichem. What's the double Ani Hashem Elokeichem? Ayin Shem Rashi from the Gemara in Bav Metzia. The Rabbi says, what do we need the Pasuk? Why does Torah say Yitzias Mitzrayim Gavet Tzitzis? So Hashem says, I distinguished between the Tipa of the Bechor and the Tipa of the Eino Bechor. I distinguished between the drop of the firstborn and the drop of the non-firstborn. I, in the future, am going to be Poireya. I'm going to exact punishment from somebody who's Toila Kola Ilan Bebigdai, somebody who puts fake tcheles on their beged and tainas that it's tcheles. So God knew which type is the Bechor, which type is not the Bechor. And so too, He distinguishes, kills the Bechor. So too, God distinguishes between fake tcheles and real tcheles. So we have to understand the shaychus and the dimyan between this kala ilan and tipa shel Bechor. We spoke about this in one of our shiurim on Parsha Shlach, the siyata d'shmaya, the high shasah this year. So what's pshat? So based on what we said, we can explain that if the yesod of mitzvahs is a mahalach shel chukei ateva, so why shouldn't kol ilan work like tcheles? Kol ilan looks just like tcheles. Looks just like tcheles. So why shouldn't kol ilan work? So the answer is that that's the command of God. The tip of the bechor and the tip of the non-bechor might look alike. It might be the same. Look like the same drop of semen, but God is able to distinguish. So that's the connection. It's only because Ani Hashem, because I'm the one, I'm God, I took you out of Egypt, I knew who was a Bechor and who wasn't, and I did Makas Bechoras and the Bechoras. So too, I know, again, it's my command, that Tali Kol Ilan doesn't work, Sa'ar B'tnisht. So when it says the second time, Ani Hashem Elokeichem, it would appear that from what we said, is another nafkamina b'yisod ha-mitzvus, and that if it's a teva pashut, so it only works to fiat teva shehunach b'dover. But since koyach ha-mitzvah, machmat sheyesh al zeh, mitzvah v'tzivui, it's not just blind nature, blind law of nature, but it's because God commanded it. It says again, Ani Hashem Elokeichem. That Al Yidei Hashem אבל כיוון שכוח המצווה מחמת שיש על זה מצווה, והידי השם המצווה לעשות, יש בזה את הכוח. השם המצווה לעשות, יש בזה את הכוח, because Hashem commands. Therefore it has the כוח. So, שייך שיהיה נפעל, הידי המצווה לא רק לפי ערך העושה, אלא בתוספת מהשם, ובעילוי גדול יותר, התלוי בכוונת העושה, בתלחתו ועמלו, ומה שיעשה אותה יותר לשמה. Since it's all about serving God, so the more you do it l'shma, the more power it's going to have. So it's not limited by nature. So that's the Ani Hashem Elokeichem. First says, Ani Hashem Elokeichem, Asher Yetzeis Yisrael Mi'etzav Yos Lachem Elokim. In other words, Lachem, since you're Mitzuveh. And not that the Ma'ila is in the Yetzim HaDavar, but only because you're Mitzuveh. and comes in now, an Ili Noisef, an additional Ili, an additional elevation, and Yashem Elokeichem. In other words, Inyan of Kirv of Yichud Shemosh Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu HaYisrael. V'hayin v'shal idea HaKiyum, Nifal v'mitzvah me'eber l'mashe munach b'mitzad atzma. And now there's a special closeness to God, that through the Kiyum, the mitzvah is going to accomplish more than what is munach b'n the mitzvah mitzad atzma. Because God commanded it, it has more, it has... there's going to be more of a closeness to Hashem. There's going to be another Ani Hashem Elokeichem. So, A, there's the first thing of I am your God who commanded you. Ani Hashem Elokeichem Shoretzitzchem V'Sam Lechem Elokim. Ani Hashem Elokeichem, I am your God. Now, there's an extra kirva that we have, an extra closeness to Hashem. The first part of the pasuk is telling us that Hashem commanded us. And that's why we're getting schar for the mitzvahs, only because we're commanded. And then because of that, it has more than the actual, it's not just a pu'ula b'teva. It's not just something in nature. But you can have an even greater Ani Hashem Elokeichem. The very fact that we do this mitzvah, Hashem is miyached his shem on us, and the more kavanah we have, the more he's going to be miyached his shem on us. Because this is a godly act. It's not just an act of nature. Since Ani Hashem Elokeichem, I am God who commanded you, and therefore you have this mitzvah, you have this special, extra special closeness to Hashem, more than is even encapsulated in the mitzvah. So you have the natural effect of the mitzvah, in the spiritual nature, but more than that, the pasuk is telling you, because of your connection to Hashem, you're now more connected to Hashem. And again, the more you do it, the more kavana you have, the greater your kavana, the more it's going to be Ani Hashem Elokeichem, and the more yichud, the more oneness you're going to have with God, the more His name is going to pertain to us. The first one is the natural effect of the mitzvah because Hashem commanded us. And then because Hashem commanded us, and then we go beyond the natural effect of the mitzvah. That's the second one. And again, the more kavana, the higher we go. So now it appears as follows. But that's what it says in Pasuk Gimel, B'divrei Korach. Ki kol ha'eda kulam kidoishim u'b'seichem Hashem. Meaning, all the nation is holy and God is among them. That vis-a-vis the maila of Kedusha that's required for the Avodah, there's the yesod of Kedusha for all the Eda. Kol ha'eda kidoishim. And anybody can be on the Madrega to do the Avoda. And that's why it says, Ki kol ha'eda kulam. What's the kol and the kulam, the extra kulam? There's the yesod of Kedusha by kol ha'eda. There's this foundation of Kedusha by the entire community. Kol Eida Kedoshim. And everybody can elevate himself. The Kol Eida Kedoshim means they have a yesod of Kedusha. They have this foundation. And then it says, Kol Eida Kulam Kedoshim, they can all get there. They can all actualize the Kedusha, because the Kol Eida Kedoshim, because they have that Yisod of Kedusha, Memele Kol Eida Kula, they can actualize that Yisod, and they can all be holy. Practically speaking. Through that, since there's a Yisod of Kedusha and Hol Eida, everyone can be holy. Meaning that with the Hashpa of Hashem and the Maisa Mitzvahs, the influence of Hashem and our mitzvah acts to accomplish what He said they could accomplish, power that Hashem gave these mitzvahs. Nothing is added because of the fact that it's Sivui Hashem. This is Korach talking. Nothing is added from the fact that it's Sivui Hashem. Uvisoicham Hashem. It's already there through Hashem with the Maisa Mitzvahs and with the Korach HaRuchni. You don't need a Tzivui. God already made it that way. He made this the law of nature. So it doesn't matter who does it. So if I put on tefillin or a goy put on tefillin, if tefillin has a power, tefillin has a power. Commanded, not commanded. Tefillin has power. It's Korach talking. So just do what Hashem says, and it has special magical powers, and that's it, and you're cool. So Mamela Madu, it's this Nasu Akal Hashem. Why are you elevating yourself above everybody? Everybody is capable. Everybody has the capacity. And now it says in Pasuk Ein, no, Boker V'yoda Hashem is Asher Lo. Like the Medrash says, that the Tzivui Hashem is indeed like a Chok HaTev of Boker V'erev. It's a law of nature. There's morning and there's night. And this Koach is in the mitzvahs, just like there in the Koach HaTev of the Bria. Aval Ein Adam Mitzad Atzma, La Mitzad V'yoda Hashem is Asher Lo. V'ayinu She'akoach Ba Mechamat She'kach Odi Hashem. שאלו הם אשר לא, ומזה באה התוצאה של בית הקדוש ויקריב אליו. ואינו שכשאדם הוא קדוש, נתווסף בו ויקריב אליו על ידי הקדוש ברוך הוא. ואין זה כחוק טבעי הפועל רק לפי טבעו. אלא שכנער נתווסף בו ויקריב אליו על ידי הקדוש ברוך הוא. משום שכל העניין מכוח השם וציוויו נעשה. ומזה באה מסקנה של בית אשר יבחר בו יקריב אליו. ואינו שהכוח של כהונה ועבודה בה רק על ידי בחירה של השם. לא מצד תכונות הקדושה שמציאותה מנדרשת לעבודה. מלא שייך שיהיה דבר ידי קדושים שלא נבחרו. Unbelievable. ויודע השם איזה אשר לא. Their Korach comes. So first of all, Boker. Yeah, there is a Korach of Teva involved. Yeah, mitzvahs do have power. But it's only because V'yoda Hashem is Asher Lo. God will tell us who's His. In other words, it only comes, this Koach only comes because Hashem told us who's His, because Hashem commanded it. And the outcome is Ves HaKadosh V'hikri Ve'lov. And when a person is holy, God will bring him close because God commanded him. It's not just nature. And God will tell us it's Asher Lo who's to Him, meaning who He wants, who He commanded. And Mimelu, whoever's Kadosh, she's going to bring close. Because it all comes from God's Tzivui. Umizeh ba maskana. And the maskana is, remember we said it's a double lashon. First, it's a Kadosh Vikri Ve'lov. Whoever's holy, God's going to bring close. Because God chose him. It's a shalom. This is the one God commanded. And therefore, not this is the one God chose. We're not up to choosing it. This is the one God commanded. God's going to tell us who is to Him. Because He commanded. Because God informed us. V'yoda Hashem. God informed us who He wants. It comes to me Mikor HaTzivui. And Ramela, V'esa Kadosh, V'ikri Ve'lev, is going to bring close whoever's Kadosh. And from this the maskana is, V'esa Sher Yivchar Bo Yakri Ve'lev. Meaning the Koach of Kohuna and Avoda comes but through the Bechira of Hashem. not just because of tchunos kedoshos, not just because of a holy qualities that are required for the avoda. No! It's dafka, because Hashem chose. Hashem chose. Hashem was boicher the koyana. So v'esakadosh v'hikri ve'ilav, God commanded us, v'yoda Hashem is asher lo. The koach comes because Hashem told us who is his. And v'meilav v'esakadosh v'hikri ve'ilav, and that's why he brings close people who are holy. V'esasher yivcha bo, now he's referring to the koanim. That's why he chose the koanim. That's why they're close to him. And that's what it says in Tagum Ungalus. Yes, the Kaddish v'ikar of the Kodamoi. She can itbayar al klal ma'aseh ha-mitzvot ma'ir. It's talking about ma'aseh ha-mitzvot. That there are ma'aseh of Kedusha. Mitzvaseh fa'idei ha-Kadosh Baruch Hu v'ikar of the Kodamoi. There are ma'aseh of Kedusha. You're close to Hashem. That's talking in general. Hashem commands you to this mice of Kedusha, you're in front of him, you're close to him. And then Vaitev says, Sher Yivcho Yakri Ve'ilav. Uncle says, Yakriv L'Shimushay. Now we're talking about the Avoda. That's the Maskana. Whoever Hashem chose, he's going to be Makri Ve'ilav for the Avoda. In other words, the Kohanim Dafka. So the first part of the post is talking about Kiddush in general, and the second part about the Kohanim, it's a Yer Yivchar Bo, to be Mishamishim. Uvederv zu, efshar lefaresh gamken, ma shekitav Rashi, nan leviyah u'kiuna. First part of the post is talking about the Gvulos, the Afrada. First, we talk about them seeing Shevet Levi and the rest of the Jewish people. And this Moshe Rabbeinu said that these are different kochos. But it all comes through Hashem. It all comes through Hashem. U'mizeh kedusha b'chol Shevet Levi. Sh'rei kol Shevet Levi nivchar l'avodat Hashem. Ve'en lem chelek v'nachal ha'kevin sh'Hashem hu nachal ha'aseh. אלא שהעבודה לא מספיק בהדלות הקדושה שבאה ידי בחירת השם בשבט ובאה והקריב אליו מיוחד שבנו על הבארן ובנה ולא בכל שבט לוי. So you have the general kedusha of שבט לוי, and then we have the specific בחירה for the avoda of the kohanim. So that those two parts of the pasuk are referring to the two things that Rashi says. Vesa Kadosh Vihikrivela, Vesa Shayivchabo Yakrivela. That's for the Avoda. So it says, Rashi says in the words, Boker Vyoida Hashem is Asher Lo. In other words, in the morning Hashem will make known who is his. There's this general Kedusha that's given to Shevet Levi. But that's not enough. There has to be Vesakadosh Vikriveilah. There's a special Kedusha that he brought close. And that is the Kohanim. It says Vaiter in the Pasuk, Vesashay Yivchabo Yakriveilah. So you have to have the Kedusha and then be chosen. And all of Shevet Levi doesn't have that. Shevet Levi has a certain amount, a certain Hashem v'yoda Hashem is a sherlo. They're to him, Hashem chose Shevet Levi. They're also special to Hashem. They're also doing the avod in the Beis Hamikdash, but they're still not on the level of the Kohanim. It's only the Kohanim is a kodesh v'kvela. No, it's all about Hashem. Whoever Hashem chooses, and Hashem chose the Kohanim, not the Levim. Not all of Shevet Levi, just the Kohanim. And we with this, we can move on. We can explain some other psukim. And Be'ezrat Hashem Yitbarach Shemo, אני מקווה שבשיעור הבא אנחנו נמשיך לראות נפלאות מתורת השם. Thank you so much for listening. We know that we shall continue. Shalom, shalom.